All right, chess, poker, or is it policy? You call it. President Obama took matters into his own hands last Friday and essentially addressed an immigration issue that Congress has been unwilling to touch.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people. Over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization.
It's a dream come true to hundreds of thousands of affected undocumented immigrants using executive power to fast-track and preempt, essentially, the bipartisan DREAM Act sponsored by Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Here now for more on the potential GOP response is Vice President of Communications at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Joshua Trevino. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So did the White House kind of sandbag you Republicans down in the South and Southwest?
Well, the White House was trying to do two things. The White House, of course, as you accurately note, is trying to preempt the Marco Rubio-backed version of the DREAM Act, which he has yet to file as any kind of substantive legislation. The other thing the White House is trying to do, though, is lock in its base. It has a considerable polling advantage among Hispanics and Latinos right now, very large, I think 70% plus. But its weakness is that the president has also presided over about 1.1 million deportations in the past 3 years, which is an extraordinary number for any president. I think it's the most in the post-war period. And so he knows that's a point of weakness, and he's trying to preempt any move on that flank.
It seems like he's done it. And on the question of deportation, it's going to be hard for the hardline GOP to talk about softening deportation rules, right?
Well, yes, and that's a non-starter in any, pretty much in any sphere. There's broad agreement amongst the American public that those who are caught trying to cross the border illegally should be sent back. I think that the president's move is likely to achieve its political purpose. What it's not likely to achieve, though, is meaningfully advance the immigration debate, which is a pity because it's a debate that needs to be advanced. And unfortunately, at least for the rest of the election season, it's going to be wholly captive to what the president has done here.
Great analysis there from Joshua Trevino, who's vice president of communications at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.
Let's get a reaction now. You may have heard this. Bob Schieffer interviewed Mitt Romney, the GOP presumptive nominee, on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
Would you repeal this?
Well, it would be overtaken by events, if you will, by virtue of my putting in place a long-term solution with legislation which creates law that relates to these individuals such that they know what their setting is going to be, not just for the term of a president, but on a permanent basis.
I won't keep on about this, but just to make sure I understand, would you leave this in place while you worked out a long-term solution, or would you just repeal it?
We'll look at that setting as we reach that, but my anticipation is I'd come into office and say we need to get this done on a long-term basis, not this kind of a stopgap measure.
Joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, I just, you know, it's hard for me to even characterize that, but it does appear as though Mitt Romney doesn't have much of a response to what the president did on Friday.
John, those of us who were in the Rose Garden on Friday to listen to the president's announcement, and I was there on a much nicer day than we have here today in Washington, by the way, knew right away what this was going to do to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, through his courtship of Marco Rubio, senator, Cuban senator, by the way, from Florida, has edged closer to a version of the DREAM Act, which is what President Obama's new policy sort of co-opts. And you could hear it in Mitt Romney's answer. They're unwilling to say he would repeal it. And a lot of conservatives need to want to hear him say that that's amnesty and that would go. And all those many months that we spent during the primary election noting how difficult it was for Governor Mitt Romney to court conservatives, get them to trust him, get them to like him on issues like immigration, you saw swift reaction from conservatives over the weekend. People like Steve King, congressman of Iowa, who said he will sue. This is unconstitutional. The word amnesty being thrown around from the right. Senators and congressmen, conservatives upset about an unconstitutional overreach or just an amnesty coming from the president. And with Mitt Romney unable to say because he would like to court Hispanic voters to the extent that he can and show that the Republican Party is not anti-Latino and just for deportation or self-deportation. Unable to say he would repeal it. Of course, if he doesn't, he has conservatives mad at him, and a little bit of that is happening. So part of the effect of the Obama administration or Barack Obama policy here is that it has highlighted a wedge, another wedge between Mitt Romney and conservatives, and driven that wedge home for the next couple of months.
Well, you know, and you've said it there very well, that it certainly provides clarity for the Democrats, even if it's the illusion of clarity on the issue of immigration reform. And Mitt Romney is forced to preside over the divisions within his party on precisely this subject. We should point out that Marco Rubio gave a statement yesterday essentially echoing what Mitt Romney said in slightly less articulate way, but called it a short-term answer to a long-term problem. Yes. Does this deliver the state of Colorado to Barack Obama?
Every little vote is going to count. Joshua Trevino pointed out President Obama's distinct polling advantage, which I'll put numbers on. Obama outpolls Romney with Hispanic voters nationally 67-21. Now, Barack Obama is weak, very weak, among a lot of voting blocs that he won in 2008. Whites, white men especially, and middle-class voters. There are three areas that the Obama administration is actively and desperately trying to gin up for this election. They are women, gay voters and supporters, and Hispanics. And that's pretty much all you need to know. And you need to know about states like Colorado and Nevada, which are both swing states, where a couple of Hispanic votes, I say a couple, a few thousand, okay, could really mean the difference in swing states in this close election.
And the electoral votes in New Mexico and Nevada and Colorado together challenge the significance of Florida, yes?
They do. If he were to win all of those and Florida were to tilt for Mitt Romney, which it kind of is right now, winning all three of those intermountain states in the West, as you say, John, could be the perfect ballast against Florida. There's a lot of electoral vote checkers and chess going on here, as you mentioned. And if this does convince Hispanic voters that President Obama is more on their side and more on the side of their kids, it could do him a lot of good. I do want to point out, John, however, Mitt Romney's giving a speech in Orlando to Hispanic leaders on Thursday, and we should be hearing from him directly on immigration then. So we'll be looking forward to that.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on Republican reaction, insofar as we've seen it so far, to the White House executive order essentially preempting and embracing much of the provisions of the so-called DREAM Act, which allows certain undocumented immigrants stay in the United States. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.